Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, there's Blog Talk. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. We're so glad to be here with you.
We're so glad to hear us.
Amen. We're opening up. We can still hear you. Fine. We didn't lose you.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. I'm on the phone in USA. And my signal's coming on. So we're going to play a message that we reached a couple of years ago about righteousness. And righteousness produces joy. And righteousness is one of our most favorite lessons to preach and speak about here because it is at the basis of every part of our life.
Amen.
Because of Jesus' righteousness, we get to be bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah in us. And you don't get to earn it. You can't go to church and qualify for it. You can't buy it. You can't pass it with it. Righteousness is just received. And so there's a lot of people that don't even realize that when they got born again, they received this righteousness, the gift. Well, your favorite lesson, and probably for the lesson is one I should be stuck up for tonight, and we're going to be back live with you at the end of the community together. So, hang on to your friends, Patty. They might even have this fight in that community. I don't know.
Before the last
there we go.
Oh.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that gives us access to the righteousness of God, the marvelous word of
Hey, I'm trying to get there. This I couldn't get the speaker connected, but it is now. Seem to have. Oh my goodness sakes. Okay, it's because the speaker is on. I think I'm not hearing you guys again. Can you hear me?
Right.
Okay. Okay. All right. I can hear you now. So it was just the speaker connecting thing. So here we go. I apologize to everybody for that. Here we go for our message. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello. Are you there?
Yep.
Sorry about that here, but all right.
You just want us to put our hands to the arm, that's all.
So here's what I want to say on this, and then we gotta be done because Isaiah 53. How cruel would our Father be to make Jesus suffer for our sins and then not allow us to take advantage of what it was he provided when he suffered? That would be so cruel.
Mm-hmm.
So look at these verses, and of course, we're just coming to the Easter season. If this has inspired me, I might probably going to teach and verse this here for a while because it's so important. And the spirit of religion has indoctrinated people so severely that they can't reach it. But look what this says. Isaiah 53. Surely, let's go to that 53:3. He is despised and rejected by man, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid it where our faces is from him. He was despised, and we did not see him. He had to be despised, so we wouldn't be. Surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Why? So we don't have to die with grief. It's hard. And for some people who have never been trained of the glory of God, that actually glory in esteem and treasure spent by God.
So true.
He was wounded because the Father wanted to be the Father who just that word sometimes he likes to beat somebody. It doesn't even make sense. Just read the Bible. Don't read anything about this word. Just read this. He was wounded for what? Our transgressions. He was bruised for what? Our iniquities. Took our whipping so that we could be at peace with the Father. And by his stripes, we are. And the Lord has laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. And literally, people don't like it when I say this, but this doesn't matter. I still have to say the truth. People that know this, you don't have to worry about it. You can still say it. It's all right.